It's Your Health, Your Wellness Day in our community. Today we're featuring Renfrew and Area Seniors Home Support, and we have their Executive Director, Dennis Harrington, with us. Dennis, thank you for being with us today. And I'd like to jump right in and ask, for people who may not know about Renfrew and Area Seniors Home Support, how do you help people in our community live lives to their fullest?
Okay, so Renfrew and Area Seniors Home Support was incorporated since 1987, providing community support services to our area seniors and disabled by providing home support services. Some of those services would include friendly visiting, telephone security, grocery delivery, frozen meals, transportation, home maintenance, and our social component would be our Golden Age Activity Center that we operate as well. Our main purpose at home support is to keep seniors in their own home, independent and healthy, and still remaining them active in their own community. And a lot of that happens through our Golden Age Activity Center.
And I should note that both your main office and the Golden Age Activity Center are right next to each other in downtown Renfrew on Raglan Street. How important is it for seniors' home support to be central for senior citizens in the area?
Well, I think Renfrew is very unique to be able to be right on the main street, to be able to be the focus, like right downtown center. We're located right beside Aikenhead's Drugstore, right across from the Scotiabank. So even to tell people where we are, it is so handy to be able to do that. It encourages people to drop in, and we always encourage people to drop into our center, but it's also central to everything that's going on downtown.
Outside of your location, is there another consideration you have to take into account when handling programs and services for our seniors?
Well, I think the biggest consideration is respect. And understanding that some people need help, but they have trouble asking for that help. And we always try to make it as comfortable and as easy as possible for them to reach out to us and to be able to ask for that help. And that's a big struggle we find a lot of times is pride. People have a lot of pride, and to be able to say, you know what, I need help with my homemaking. I need help with transportation, or I need some nutritious meals, our frozen meals program, or I need to be socialized. You know, I need to get out into the community. And we find that as if you're looking at barriers for us, a huge, huge barrier.
Well, independence is huge for a lot of people. And I'm curious, have you dealt with maybe a stubbornness with some people when offering your services?
I don't know if it's stubbornness or if it's, I always say pride. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we've lived our whole lives doing things for ourselves, doing things for our family, making sure we were there for our families. And all of a sudden, now I'm in the situation where I need the help. And that, I think, can be a challenge for some people to be able to reach out. There's other people that have no problem reaching out and saying, yes, I need help with my meals, or I need help with transportation or any of the programs that we offer. But there is a segment of the population that have been independent for so long, and now they're dependent on somebody else to do things for them or to assist them.
And looking at that from the other end, when people do reach out and take advantage of what you offer them, how often do they become regulars?
Well, I always look at it that they become part of our family. And we're there to provide the services to them. We're there to help them with whatever they want. We're there to listen to them. With our Golden Age Activity Center, we have had testimony from many individuals who have said openly that the center saved their life. They have lost their spouse, they didn't see any future, and they came to our center, they found friendship, they found programs, and that has become an important part of their life and who they are now.
Well, Dennis, one more thing before I let you go, and it's about volunteering. I do know that you're always looking for help at both offices. How could someone who's interested in giving you a hand get the process started?
Well, we try to make it as easy as possible. We have a volunteer coordinator in our office one day a week, and Nikki is her name. And Nikki, what she does is she'll meet with you. She'll provide you with an application, fill out the application. We're just asking the basic information as to who you are, what you're looking for, what types of interest do you have. We also indicate on the brochure or on the application, as to what kind of programs we're looking for volunteers in. So we try to match with what your interests are with what you'd like to do. Next step would be an interview with Nikki, and then we do a criminal record check with all of our volunteers to ensure that they're safe person to bring on for our programs. And then there's orientation into whatever role that they're choosing to do, like driving. If they choose to do driving, we would orientate them with the driving program.
Well, if you are interested in helping out a great organization, Renfrew and Area Seniors Home Support, again, always looking for hands. We've been speaking with their executive director, Dennis Harrington. Dennis, again, thank you so much for your time. And remember, you can get a complete list of our Your Health, Your Wellness interviews at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.